All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Pleasure to have Nolan Arenado with us. Baseball coming up. My God, what's better than that to be sitting out at the ballpark and getting ready for a baseball game?
Yeah, there's nothing better. I mean, it's the best. There's nothing like it. And it's a lot of fun coming out here to San Francisco also. Great atmosphere. They have a great team, and it's always fun to come out here.
Well, always nice to have a big star on the team, and I'm talking about your brother. No, I'm talking about you. Your brother's in the Giant organization. Tell me a little bit how he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. You know, obviously, we all know how the minor leagues can be a grind, but he's doing a good job. And, it's taking some time, and, it's early in the season, but he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. I think their team's pretty good also. We got some good players, and, hopefully he could do some good things there.
All right. You grew up down in Newport Beach, and I always like to let the fans know, what kind of a fan were you? Who'd you root for? What kind of kid were you around baseball?
I mean, I've always loved the game. I mean, I grew up a Dodger fan, which I know they probably don't want to hear, but it's what I grew up. I grew up liking them from Orange, Southern California, so that was a team I went for. I don't know why I never went for the Angels. It just wasn't my thing. But, I've always loved baseball as a kid. I love watching players. I love watching Beltre and different guys. And, I've always been in love with this game. You know, I've loved watching it as a kid, and it's meant a lot to me, and my parents love it too, and they kind of brought it on to me.
Well, it's interesting about your parents, Cuban, Puerto Rican descent for your parents. I'm thinking of the WBC. You may have some choices here.
Yeah. Hopefully, hopefully I'll have a chance. You know, I would love to be a part of the WBC with one of the teams, but first off, I want to make sure I end the we play the season, and I do a good job this year and stay healthy, and everything works out.
Coming out of high school, and just looking at a little bit of your background, of course, you're the best third baseman in baseball. Many scouts always tell me that, and you know it. But you were a catcher as well, and do you like catching?
I did. I didn't mind it. It was really actually for my draft stock. You know, I did it, to see if I can get my draft status up a little bit more out of high school. And it was just something that I thought it was important to do. But, some teams looked at me as a catcher, or they thought about it, and then some didn't. And, I was more hoping the teams that didn't look at me as a catcher would draft me. But, like I said, I just wanted to play pro baseball. That was my goal. So whoever picked me up as anything to go play pro baseball and, give me a good opportunity, that was what I was willing to do anything.
Nolan Arenado with us, and a pleasure to have him here. Talk a little about your hitting, and of course, we'll talk about some of the things you've accomplished, but how do you describe yourself as a hitter, and how'd you get that way? Who taught you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've had a lot of help from my dad. My dad's helped me out along the way. I've had a lot of coaches, a lot of help. Watching hitters, and, I've learned a lot by watching and experiencing and talking to different players. I've talked to Todd, I've talked to Tulo, Cargo. I've taken different things that I feel like that can apply to my game. And, last year I went to the All-Star game and talking to some of those players there and learning a lot from guys like Buster and, Bryce, Matt Holliday, someone I like to talk to. Guys like that, that know the game. Paul Goldschmidt's a guy I love to talk to about hitting. He's an amazing hitter and he knows a lot. And so those are just guys that I try to learn from and try to grow and try to apply different things.
It's funny, Brandon Belt always said that about the All-Star game when he got to go, and Bam Bam Mullins was there as the hitting coach and talked to the first baseman, I forget, for the Phillies, who was the outfielder, Dominic Brown, who gave him tips about doing certain things. And Brandon said, wow, when I heard that, it turned his life around. What are some of the things you guys talk about?
The All-Star game?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different, what's your approach? What do you like to do, when things are starting to go bad? What do you like to think? Just the different things, everyone, because when things go good, a lot of people don't really have the answers for it. It's just a matter of, hey, I'm just clicking right now. At the end of the day, people don't want to talk about why they're going good, and you can't blame them. When things are going good for me, I usually don't like to talk about it. Because I don't really have an answer. It's just a matter of, I'm confident and I'm having a good approach and I'm getting pitches that I've been looking for. But, when things go bad, your confidence goes down, and it's a matter of staying, maintaining that confidence and talking to guys like Buster and Paul Goldschmidt and, Mike Holliday, those guys, you learn a lot from them. And Bam Bam was there and I was talking to him and, it's an amazing, they're very smart guys and, the way they approach the game and they're constantly, they're trying to find ways to help players get better and that's what you want.
Well, great to talk some ball with you. Six games in a row with home runs. I mean, you had to be seeing the ball pretty good there. How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was that's a time where I didn't know what to say, you know, when people ask me, what are you feeling? You know, I don't have any, you know, it's just, it was great. It was fun. That was fun. You know, it's nice just getting hits and hitting the ball hard. So, but when you're hitting homers, you know, consecutive days, it starts to get real nice. You know, you start to really enjoy it. But we all know good things have to come to an end, and I knew it was going to come to an end sooner or later, but to have that streak for six games, it was, I mean, shoot, I had a home run streak for a week, you know. You don't think about that for a while, and it was pretty special.
So you hit the Giants very well. Now, you said you grew up a Dodger fan. We'll let the fans hear that. Yeah. So, but you do hit the Giants very well, and, you know, the numbers last year, you look RBIs against them in the category of Roy Campanella and Stan Musial and people like that. The Giants, you must see the ball.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, I have the utmost respect for them. You know, they're a great team. They have great pitchers. All of them are great pitchers. And, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I know it's going to be competitive, and I know I have to take my game to a next level to be able to compete with these guys, because I know that's the way they are. You know, they take their games to a next level when they come, you know, when they pitch. So I know I have to be ready to go, and I take a lot of pride in being ready and focused and watching video and those things. But, you know, the atmosphere of this place, too, gets me kind of fired up also. You know, it's always fun. It's loud. It's I've never been to the playoffs, but I guess it's the closest thing I get to playoff atmosphere. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. All right, the glove, gold gloves. I mean, come on, you're not arbitration eligible yet, and you got three gold gloves already. How about the glove?
Yeah, you know, I take a lot of pride in my defense. You know, I take a lot of ground balls. I work extremely hard. I work really hard in the off season. And during the season, I make sure I get my work in also. It's just a constant. It's constant. You know, I constantly got to get better. I constantly got to learn and grow and get and you know, take, you know, different things from this game that, you know, and I think the big thing is, you know, I never shy away. You know, back in the day, I used to be like, I'm not going to take ground balls today. You know, I make sure I get my work in. It's a constant thing. It's a constant battle. And, you know, the wording is defense never slumps, you know, but which is true. But if you don't work hard, it's going to start slumping. So I make sure I keep up with my defense, and I make sure I'm always ready to go.
All right, Nolan Arenado with us. What's the toughest play for you, third? I'll give you this. Matt Duffy. Never played third in his life. Comes in and plays third last year and plays it so well. You're a gold glover. What's the toughest play for you?
Well, first of all, Matt Duffy's a great ball player, man. Yeah, he's good. But, you know, I think the backhand down the line, you know, because, you know, sometimes you don't know what kind of hops it's going to take, and you have to make a good, strong throw. So that's always a tough play, the backhand down the line. You know, and obviously diving plays, getting to your feet to make a solid throw. You know, it's always tough. But, you know, the tough play is also the easy ones, the easy routine ones, because you know it's easy and you know you feel like you just fling the ball over there, but, you know, you don't want to. But at the same time, you got to make sure you don't throw an error there, you know, because those are the routine ones. Those are the outs that our pitchers need. And, you know, I wouldn't say specific, but, yeah, definitely the ground ball down the third baseline.
Now, 42 home runs last year. It's big numbers, big territory in baseball today. You play in Coors Field, but you hit them everywhere. Give me the scouting report, Coors versus going on the road. Does it bother you?
No. I mean, not at all. You know, I know, you know, the ball flies more, it does, in Colorado than it does at some places. But there's a lot of great hitter ballparks here in this league, you know. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of places I'd rather hit than in Coors Field. There's some, yeah. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. As long as I drive the ball all over the place and every field I go to, that's all that matters, you know. I feel, you know, I have the respect of my opponents, and I just like that way I respect them, and you know, that's, you know, I don't really put too much into the, you know, hitting at Coors and not hitting at Coors. You know, our division is not the greatest hitters park, and you know, there's only a couple, but you know, as long as I do my job everywhere I go on the road, I'm happy.
You know, the Rockies team, it's always pitching. I talked to Walt Weiss, a big Miami Dolphin fan. I grew up in Miami. He loves Mercury Morris, the number 22. He loves him. But Walt and I talk, and it's always the same thing beginning of the year. It's pitching, pitching, pitching. This year, it looks like you're getting a little bit more pitching.
Yeah. We got some competitive pitchers. We got some pitchers that are doing a great job. Tyler Chatwood, Chad Bettis, Jonathan Gray is a guy that's coming up for us who's done a pretty good job so far. But, you know, we got some guys that are pretty good, man, and they're healthy, which is big, and, you know, and they want to be out there, and they're giving us innings. You know, I think the problem in the past has been, you know, our starting pitching hasn't been able to go deep, so our bullpen gets exposed way too early. So, you know, if we can keep our bullpen, you know, in there and make sure these hitters don't know what our bullpen looks like only once in a while, because I think we're going to be all right. You know, I think whenever we face the Giants, you know, we're always facing starters that go pretty deep into games. And, you know, I face Santiago Castillo or whoever it is, and I've only seen him once. Like, I think last year I only faced him one time, you know, and that's pretty crazy, you know, when you think about it, because that means, you know, they're going deep into games, and, you know, you don't get an opportunity to get comfortable with those guys. And that's the key. If as long as these guys don't get comfortable with our pitchers, we'll be all right.
Yeah. No, it's definitely an improvement this year. Yeah. Chadwood had a heck of a game against the Padres. Oh, yeah. But you guys have been in Wrigley. You got to see the machine of Wrigley Field this year. What was that like?
Arrieta, right? Yeah. He is a machine. No, he's an unbelievable pitcher. I mean, he's a great competitor. You got to give him credit. I mean, he's good, you know, and John Lester's another one who's good, too. So, back-to-back, those guys, it's a battle. But, you know, we won, and we won the series, and that's what we try to do. You know, it's hard. You know, we know we're facing Arrieta, and it's hard to not look at him like, oh, man, he's the best pitcher in the game. But we try not to give him too much credit. But at the end of the day, he pitched a great game, and he's a great pitcher.
So they say if you weren't a baseball player, you'd be a golfer? Huh? Come on.
I would try to be. I love golfing. I love it. It's something, right when the baseball season's over, I go straight to the range and work on the game and try to get it right. Because me and my buddies, we have our own little tour we like to play. And we play for a little bit of money once in a while. And we have a good time with it. But I love golf. It's a great distraction. And, you know, when you play baseball, it's so competitive every day that it's almost like I'm addicted to the competitiveness. So when I play golf, I like to do it to be competitive. You know, I need something like that. It just makes me happy, and it makes me, I guess, at peace almost being competitive.
What's the best part of being a big leaguer? And of course, you've accomplished so much, and you're going to have so much more ahead of you. But what is it about being a big leaguer? And so many young people listen to the show.
Man, there's so many things. You know, we're so fortunate to be in the position we're in. You know, I'm so blessed to be here. You know, I try not to take it for granted. But you know, it's amazing how much people want to take care of you. You know, they want to help make sure you're happy. You know, in the minor leagues, it's tough. You know, the minor leagues is the grind. Hey, if you can get through it, you'll get to the promised land almost. And once you get to the promised land, man, they try to take care of you and make sure you're comfortable. And I think the people here in the big leagues, you know, they do a lot of great things for you. And they just want you to be happy and enjoy, and they want you to play well. That's all they're worried about, and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, that's why they call it the big leagues.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. All right, are you a Bryce Harper, let's have fun guy, or are you Mike Trout and put your head down?
I would probably say more of a Mike Trout. You know, I try to stay. I'm not a big pimp home run guy. I've never been that guy. I don't know how to do it. I feel like if I did it and it didn't go out, I don't know what I would do with myself. So I just try to hit the ball. I put my head down. I drop my bat. You know, I never really pimp homers. You know, if it's a big home run, I'll get fired up. But I'm not into throwing the bat around now.
All right. A pleasure having you on. I mean, it's very nice. I'm glad the fans get to hear you a little bit.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll follow your brother, too. If he's anywhere near you, I think Giant fans will be very happy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hopefully he gets up here, because my goal is for him to get called up and for him to hit a ball down the third baseline. I rob him. So that's my goal.
All right, Nolan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.